Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save big money
at Menards. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The house didn't stand out in any way that would have made them hesitate before moving in. And that was part of what made everything that followed feel so difficult to explain later. It sat on a quiet street lined with similar homes, each one built decades earlier, with low roofs, narrow driveways, and small yards that looked maintained but not especially cared for. There were no warnings during the lease signing, no strange comments from the previous owner, and nothing about the place that suggested anything unusual had ever happened there. It was simply available at the right time, and for them, that was enough. They had been looking for something a little larger than the apartment they were leaving behind, something that felt like a step forward without stretching too far beyond what they could afford. The house offered that. It had just enough space, just enough separation, and just enough quiet to feel like a change. Inside, the layout was simple and easy to learn. The front door opened into a modest living room that led toward a dining area and kitchen in the back. Off to the side, a short hallway connected to a small half-bath and a staircase that split the house into two levels. The staircase was the only part that didn't feel completely open. It rose straight for several steps before reaching a narrow landing, then turned sharply to the left and continued up to the second floor. From the bottom, the landing blocked part of the view, leaving a section of the stairs hidden unless someone was standing directly on it. It wasn't dramatic, just enough to create a blind spot that most people wouldn't think about twice. At first, neither of them did. The first couple of weeks passed the way they should. Boxes were unpacked, furniture was rearranged more than once, and the small habits of daily life began to settle into place. The house felt normal, the kind of normal that doesn't draw attention to itself, and if anything, the staircase was forgettable. That was what made the first moment so easy to dismiss. One afternoon, he came home earlier than expected. She was still at work, and the house was empty in the quiet way it usually was at that time of day. He stepped inside, closed the door behind him, and set his keys down near the wall. For a few seconds, everything felt exactly as it should. Then, almost immediately, there was the sense that someone else was in the house. It wasn't tied to a sound or anything he could see. It was just a feeling, quiet but certain, that settled in without explanation. His attention shifted toward the hallway, toward the staircase, as if something there had drawn it without effort. He stood still and listened. Nothing. No movement upstairs, no sound from the steps, no reason to think anyone else was there. After a few seconds, the feeling faded, leaving behind a faint unease that didn't feel important enough to hold on to. By the time she got home, he had already decided it wasn't worth mentioning. The next time it happened, she was the one who noticed it. She stepped inside later that evening, set her bag down, and paused for a moment in the living room. The house was empty, and within seconds, she felt it. The same quiet awareness. Her eyes moved toward the hallway, toward the staircase, without really thinking about it. She stood there listening, expecting something to follow. Nothing did. The feeling passed just as quickly as it had come. That night, when he mentioned his experience in passing, she hesitated before answering. It wasn't a long pause, but it was enough to stand out. Then she admitted she had felt it too. At that point, it still didn't seem like much, just a shared impression, something vague enough that it could still be explained away. Old houses made noise. New places felt unfamiliar. It wasn't unusual for two people to notice the same thing and interpret it in similar ways, so they left it alone. For a few days, nothing else happened. Then one evening, as he was moving through the living room toward the kitchen, he heard something from the staircase. It wasn't loud, but it was clear. A single sound that carried the shape of his step placed somewhere just out of sight beyond the landing. He stopped. Slowly, he turned toward the hallway, his attention fixed on the stairs. From where he stood, everything looked exactly the same as it always had. The first few steps were visible. The landing blocked the rest. Nothing moved. But the feeling returned, stronger this time. Not just the sense that someone might be there, but the impression that something had been there a moment earlier and had shifted out of view. That night, he told her about it. This time, she didn't dismiss it. She listened, then admitted she had heard something similar earlier that week, though she hadn't been sure what to make of it at the time. It was the first moment where it felt like more than coincidence. They didn't argue about it. They didn't try to define it. But after that, the staircase stopped feeling like just another part of the house, and once that changed, it didn't go back. After that, they stopped pretending the staircase didn't matter. They didn't talk about it constantly, and they didn't let it take over the way something truly overwhelming would. But it settled into their awareness in a way that made it impossible to ignore completely. It became part of how they moved through the house, something they adjusted around without saying much about it. If one of them came home alone, they noticed it immediately. The house would feel normal for a few seconds, just long enough to let their guard down, and then the awareness would settle in. It always started the same way, quiet and certain, pulling their attention toward the hallway and the base of the stairs. Sometimes there was nothing else. Other times, there was a sound. It never lasted long. That was part of what made it so frustrating. A single step, a slight shift, once something that sounded like the faintest movement against the wall near the landing. It would happen, and then it would stop, leaving behind that same impression that whatever had made the sound had done just enough to be noticed. They started to recognize the pattern. It didn't happen when both of them were home, not once. It didn't happen when the television was on loud or when there was conversation filling the space. It only happened when one of them was alone, when the house had settled into that quiet state where even small sounds stood out. That detail made it harder to dismiss. At first, they tried to keep things normal. They went about their routines, used the stairs when they needed to, and avoided letting the unease turn into something bigger. But there were small changes, the kind that happened gradually without being decided. If one of them came home first, they would wait downstairs until the other arrived. If something needed to be brought upstairs, it could wait. There was no reason to go up alone if it could be avoided. It wasn't fear in the way people usually describe it. It was caution. One evening, she came home while it was still light out, set her things down, and moved through the house without thinking too much about it. For a few minutes, everything felt normal. She even caught herself thinking that maybe it had started to fade, that whatever had been happening had simply stopped on its own. Then she heard it. Two steps, slow and evenly spaced, coming from somewhere just above the landing. She froze where she stood, listening. The sound didn't repeat. It didn't continue up or down. It stopped completely, as though whoever had made it had decided not to take another step. She didn't go toward the stairs. Instead, she stayed exactly where she was until she heard his car pull into the driveway. When he came inside, she told him what had happened, and for the first time, neither of them tried to explain it away. They just let it sit there. That should have been enough. It should have been the point where they decided something wasn't right and made a change. But like most things that build slowly, it still didn't feel urgent enough. The house wasn't unsafe. Nothing was being thrown or broken. There was no direct threat, nothing that forced a decision. So they stayed. A few nights later, they were at a neighbor's house talking about nothing important, letting the evening stretch longer than planned. The conversation drifted the way it usually does, moving from one subject to the next without much direction, until it landed on the street itself. Someone asked how they were liking the house. He answered first, keeping it light. He said it was fine, that they were still getting used to it, and that the layout was a little different than what they had before. It was meant as a passing comment, something that wouldn't lead anywhere. But then he mentioned the stairs, not directly, not in a way that sounded like a complaint, just that they felt a little enclosed, especially with the way the landing blocked part of the view. That was all it took. The neighbor didn't react immediately. She nodded once, as though considering the comment, then asked if they had spent much time upstairs yet. It was a normal question, but something about the way she asked it made it feel like it wasn't. He said yes. She held his gaze for a second longer than necessary, then looked away and gave a small, dismissive smile. She said older layouts can feel strange until you get used to them, even though none of the houses on that street were old enough for that to mean much. Then she changed the subject. It was subtle, but it was clear. On the walk home, neither of them spoke right away. They got inside, closed the door, and stood in the living room for a moment, both of them aware of the staircase without looking at it. "She knew," she said finally. He nodded. That was the first time it felt like something outside of their own experience. After that, they started noticing it more. Not the staircase itself, but the way people reacted when it came up. It wasn't obvious. No one refused to talk outright. But there were small things. A pause that lasted just a second too long. A shift in tone. A quick change of subject that didn't quite feel natural. Once, at a hardware store, he mentioned their address while making small talk. The man behind the counter recognized the street immediately and asked which house it was. When he answered, the man nodded in a way that suggested recognition. Then he said almost casually that people never seemed to stay in that one very long. It wasn't the kind of comment you let pass. He asked why. The man looked like he was about to answer. For a moment, it seemed like he had already decided to. Then something in his expression changed. He glanced away, adjusted something on the counter, and said he might be thinking of a different house. It wasn't convincing. And he didn't try to make it convincing. That was when it stopped feeling like coincidence. That was when it started to feel like a pattern. A few nights later, something happened that neither of them could ignore. He came home alone, earlier than expected. The house was quiet, exactly the way it had been every other time. He stepped inside, set his keys down, and before he could take another step, the feeling was already there. Stronger than before. He moved toward the hallway slowly, not rushing, not hesitating. Just aware that whatever had been happening was about to happen again. When he reached the base of the stairs, he stopped, and he didn't hear anything this time. But he knew. The certainty came without a sound to trigger it, without anything visible to confirm it. It was just there, the same way the awareness always had been, but sharper now, more defined. He stood there looking up at the landing, and for the first time, a thought formed that he couldn't push away. It didn't feel like something had just moved out of sight. It felt like something had been standing there the entire time. Not arriving, not leaving, just there. When she got home later that night, he tried to explain it. He started to describe the feeling, the way it had settled in, the way it had felt different this time. But halfway through the sentence, he stopped. Not because he didn't know how to say it, because he suddenly didn't want to. She watched him for a moment, then nodded slightly, as if she understood without needing him to finish. For the first time since they had moved in, it wasn't just the staircase that unsettled them. It was the growing realization that whatever was happening, there was something other people had already experienced and had chosen not to describe. After that, they stopped trying to explain it. Not just to other people, but to each other. It wasn't discussed out loud, but the shift was obvious. The staircase had gone from something uncomfortable to something understood. And once that happened, there wasn't much left to say about it that didn't feel like pushing too far. They adjusted instead. If one of them came home first, they stayed downstairs. If something needed to be brought up, it could wait. When they were both there, things felt normal enough, like the house behaved the way a house should. But the moment one of them was alone, it came back, the same pull toward the hallway, and the same certainty that something was just out of sight on the landing. A few days passed without anything new. That almost made it worse. It gave just enough space for doubt to creep back in, for the whole thing to start feeling manageable again. Then one night he came home alone. It was later than usual, and the house was already dark except for the light he turned on in the living room. He stepped inside, set his keys down, and stood there for a second, already expecting it. It didn't take long. The feeling was there almost immediately. He didn't ignore it this time. He walked toward the hallway and stopped at the base of the stairs, looking up at the landing like he had before. Nothing moved, nothing changed, but he knew there was no sound this time, no step, no shift, just the certainty. It wasn't that something had moved when he walked in. It was that something had already been standing there. The thought came in clearly, without hesitation, and once it was there, it didn't feel like a guess. It felt like recognition. He stood there for a few seconds, just looking at the space where the stairs turned, knowing exactly where it would be if he could see past the landing. He didn't go up. There wasn't any hesitation about that part. It didn't feel like something he needed to confirm. It already felt confirmed. After a moment, he stepped back and walked into the living room, putting distance between himself and the stairs. The feeling stayed where it was. That was the part that stuck with him. It didn't follow. It didn't change. It didn't react. It just stayed there. When she got home later, he told her. He got farther than he had before, explaining that it wasn't about hearing something or thinking something had moved. He told her it felt like it had always been there, not just when they noticed it. Then he stopped. He could have said the rest. He knew exactly how to describe it. But the moment he got close, he felt the same thing he had felt before. Not confusion, not fear. Just a clear sense that saying it out loud wasn't something he wanted to do. She watched him for a second, then nodded. "I know," she said. And that was it. They didn't talk about it again after that. They moved out a few weeks later. It wasn't rushed and it wasn't dramatic. They just decided not to stay. And once that decision was made, they followed through with it. The house looked the same when they left as it had when they moved in. Nothing out of place, nothing that would explain anything. Later on, when the address came up again, someone mentioned that another couple had lived there for a short time and then left. No one said why, and he didn't ask because at that point, he understood something that didn't need to be explained. It wasn't that people didn't know what was happening in that house, but it was that once they did, they all made the same decision. They left, without ever saying exactly what had been standing there on the stairs.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.
What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.